Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
One in four people would tell their coworker if they had bad breath.
Oh, a coworker.
A coworker.
It depends on the coworker. If it's one of you guys, yeah. But I'm thinking.
Oh, we had a producer we never told.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, hang on now. That's because his was that bad.
It wasn't.
Well, that's bad breath.
Oh, yeah, you're right. If it was, but he that's clearly. Bad, you,
when I think bad breath.
I hear you.
This but is I'm the saying, face I see.
He has halitosis. He can't cure it. So
I,
there's right, no point.
I don't know.
He stopped smoking meth.
I don't know.
And you could tell.
Well, that's what, if it was crack, first of all, he all made right. it at home.
Okay.
And
this is all true, by the way.
Yeah. Mike, he was really nice, too. Good worker.
He was.
He puts in his mac and cheese. He parties all night.
I don't know that I believe him. They stopped totally.
What, smoking crack?
Yeah.
Why not? Other than his breath, nothing about him is particularly crack in a very cracky part of the country.
I just have a theory in life that there's more people you know that have smoked crack and more people you know that have been with a prostitute.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'm falling on one of those swords.
Yeah. Well, and I'm on the other.
I know.
Well, circling back here, that brings me to... got me thinking about...
10 godly thoughts.
No kidding. Other things that we'd like to say to our coworkers.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
The 10 things we want to say to our coworkers. Back in Chicago, I had a coworker who was out with their sales team at a Cubs rooftop watching the ball game with clients. One of our new salespeople, a lovely young lady, was there with her husband. The seats were bleacher style. This doofus was sitting just below the saleswoman and her husband. She made the unfortunate mistake of wearing a very short skirt. He turned around, got an eyeful of the promised land, and then looked up at her and said, "Hey, nice view." You don't say this to anyone, but especially not a coworker. He was shown the door. But I'd have hit that. Positive Friday.
Hey,
true
nice
story,
view.
Apparently. Nice view.
That is crazy. Wow.
That's wild. Damn!
I can see through the forest.
So these are 10 things that we want to say to our coworkers, but we can't because of, you know, office etiquette. I really appreciate your help, but your approach to this is completely unproductive and actually a problem. You ever had that person that jumps in, like, they try to give you their input and whatnot?
No, but we had a boss that would tell us stuff like that straight up, man. I appreciate you trying to help, but obviously you're an idiot, you're unproductive.
Like, this is why I'm in this chair and you're over there.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically how that worked out.
I know
out.
Exactly who that is, too.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you do.
And he is the type of person to say, cool, go away.
Yeah. Pulled no punches.
Oh, Lordy. I know you're stressed, but your negativity is affecting everyone around you.
I would say that.
That would be a boss thing to say to somebody, for sure.
I wouldn't say everyone. I'd be like, you're annoying me.
Right, and I agree with your
boss. I can't speak for everyone else, but man.
This goes beyond, like... Honestly, when it's making other people unproductive just because your crap is not staying at home with you, it is coming into the workplace and it is dragging everybody else down, like, yeah, this needs to stop.
Especially when home follows you into the workplace as in the form of your spouse that you've been bitching about. We had that with the guy in the restaurants. I mean, like, for months we've been hearing about it, whatever. And then one day, waitress walks into the kitchen. Hey, Carlos, your wife is in the bar? Well, we're not open yet. I know that, but she's in the bar waiting for us. Like, oh, God, man.
This ain't going to be awkward.
Well, not for me.
Steve, I know that you and I are working together on this project, but I feel like I'm always doing the heavy lifting.
Oh, you're not wrong. I mean, listen, if that were the conversation between the two of us, I'd be like, yeah.
Well, yeah, you are. That's why I partnered with you.
And thank you. Thank you, by the way.
I appreciate
Remember that science fair project we did?
Exactly.
Showed up.
I was here for the points.
That's right. Hey, we get an A on that. Cool.
Cool. Thank you, man.
That's a tough one to say, though.
Yeah, you think?
Because everybody works different.
Sure.
And so you start getting into ticky-tacky arguments, well, then everybody's going to think they're right.
Right. Everybody has different strengths. Everybody brings something different to the table.
Your strength is being stupid and unproductive.
There you go.
Yeah, like, write the report, Mike. I'll deliver it.
I'll walk it to the boss.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'll talk about it in front of the room. Just do the nerdy part.
10 things that we want to say to our coworkers but can't. I find it hard to trust you.
Well, it's a little Jesus. Hard. I mean, wow. You got to be in the moment to say that.
Yeah, that is drunk at the bar at the
well,
office.
You
party.
Obviously did something untrustworthy to make that come out of somebody's mouth.
Yet still,
sometimes you just have a feeling on people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, but I mean,
there's some people that I have worked with or right around like they didn't do anything to me, but like I do not trust them.
Yeah. Right. Oh yeah.
And yeah, you get a beat on people. You start. It's the people, I always describe it this way. They're always people that come up to you and they feel like they're always trying to sell you something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They feel like a vacuum salesman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, settle down. Like, what do you want out of me? No.
I don't know if this is on the list, but we should add, your wife's a smoke show.
Yeah, man.
Dude, your wife's hot.
I mean, yeah.
Good job.
Because you can't, like, every once in a while, it'll be like a Christmas party or something. Like, oh, hey, and throw you wow. My wife. And you're like, holy bejesus.
You know, you see Miles over here working and you just walk up to him and you just say, I'm not sure how you're going to get that project done on time, Miles.
Yeah.
Cool, thanks.
I do.
You just look up tea times all day.
I got a whole bag of cocaine. I'm going to be up all night, Miles. Don't you worry about me.
We got this.
Yeah.
We're fine.
Damn.
10 things that we want to say to our coworkers but can't. Can you please stop complaining about that?
You can say that.
Sure you can.
That comes up to a point. I'm sorry. There comes a boiling point where you are, as a coworker, allowed to say that.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm trying to work on my stuff over here. You don't stop talking about this. I quite frankly don't care. I've been listening to you to let you just get it out. I've got work to do.
Just hate it to yourself.
Right.
I mean, the first one that comes to mind, and you guys are good about it. I never hear you two doing it, but I used to have a friend that every time he lit a cigarette, I got to stop smoking.
Stop saying it.
Right. Right, or in a lighter sense, Miles, I know you can attest, is the guy that slices in golf and goes, well, I never slice. You slice every time around here.
No, right. That's not what I
either
say.
Either fix it or shut up.
I have yet to see you play a game where you didn't slice that damn
thing. Yeah, exactly.
I can't hit a draw.
The guy that takes the donut out of the box, oh, I shouldn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Put it damn back down. Fat ass.
Oh, wow.
Can't say that at work.
And your wife's a smoke show.
I brought the donuts in. I am said fat ass.
Put it down, Miles. No, do not grab the knife. Grab the whole donut or leave it in the box.
Yeah.
Well, I'm guilty of cutting them in half.
Damn it, Ted.
Well, I want to try all the flavors.
I can't even get in line in the drive-thru at Krispy Kreme.
No?
No, I feel too guilty. I'm like, I can't do this.
Why? It's Krispy Kreme.
Because I'm going to get a dozen donuts.
Of course you are.
Yes, you are.
That's why they're there.
Do it.
That's why I don't get in line.
To give you 12 heaven
nuggets. I don't do it. I've never done it.
There's no other reason to get into a line at a Krispy Kreme other than to get a dozen donuts.
I can't just go get a coffee. It'd be impossible.
You wouldn't go to a Krispy Kreme for coffee.
No, you go there for the donuts. They happen to have coffee.
I know I will buy a dozen donuts.
You go to Dunkin' for the coffee.
You could buy six.
All right.
But you wouldn't.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
I just know what's going to happen.
Would you buy a six?
I'm going to have a dozen donuts in the back of my car.
What's that?
I've done it before.
Did you eat them all?
Well, yeah, Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, I was just thinking about two reasons.
But where I screwed up was in Eugene when I went to Voodoo Donuts.
Ooh, much heavier.
Yeah, and I got six of them.
Yeah, right, dude.
What am I going to do with
you? Should have got more or less, you think?
Less. Right. They're massive.
They're still huge, man.
Right, like, it's more like a... I mean, they're not like cake style,
they're gold.
They're shareable, I guess.
They're just big. Yeah. And I was like, well, I got to go to half dozen. But like, there was a group of us and everybody got I was like, why did I get six?
Yeah, there's a legendary donuts walking distance from me.
Legendary, great.
I love legendary. They're huge.
Yeah.
And I get fat.
Yeah.
That's why I don't get in that drive thru.
I don't know how this one goes, but I'm not interested in getting to know you outside of work.
Damn.
That's
outside of work.
Wow.
Yeah, but I felt that about some people. You give them the runaround. Hey, let's go do this. Yeah, you know, get back to me on that.
Yeah, that was a great time at the office happy hour. It's like, dude, that's the only time I'm going out.
Right. That is the only time that you and I are going to drink together.
And look.
And your dog's ugly.
Right.
You and your wife's a smoke show.
You can bob and weave, but you're not going to tell. I don't want to get to know you.
If your wife's coming, then yes, I'll go get a drink with her.
Can your wife come?
She got a sister? That's the one I always screw up. Oh. Does she have a sister?
Like, and I mean an identical twin sister.
Yeah, it's basically like, your wife is hot.
That's right.
And I want in.
Did her sister get the work done too?
Damn.
Yeah, I want the aftermarket.
Oh, yeah.
And then this is the number one thing that we want to say to our coworker, but we can't. We've all met this guy. I'm not sure how you got this job.
Yes.
I said to people, I don't work with at other places.
A lot of people.
How did you pull this off?
Right. Doc.
Doc.